Well, my situation is that I had applied for the school transport scheme way back a long time ago, and I had paid my money like everybody else, and we always knew that there was going to be a 50-50 chance that the kids would get accepted then or not, and that it would go to a lottery stage if there was numbers available, but, you know, not everybody would be lucky to get a place on the bus. So everybody, just maybe last week or the week before, got notice back to say whether they got on or not. And I took my email from them to say, yes, you've got a place, because that's how it came across.
Mm-hmm.
You have a place on it. And I was delighted, and it said, if you are willing to travel to Ahnagaddy to let your child get a bus there, then please advise us so that we can do this.
And reserve your seat, effectively.
Sorry?
And reserve your seat, effectively. Let us know if you're happy to sort of get your daughter as far as Ahnagaddy.
Yeah, if you're willing to come to Ahnagaddy, then let us know. And I said, yes, I'm definitely willing. And that's grand. And that was fine. After that there, we were kind of wondering, how do we get to Ahnagaddy? And we're talking about carpooling and stuff like this. And then what happened is a friend of mine phoned me to say that a new collection point had been added to the route. And I thought, right, I'll ring up and find out about this collection point and confirm it and see if it's of benefit to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I phoned up then to say about this, they said, oh, no, you don't have a place. You're not on the bus. And I said, well, I have an offer. And I accepted the offer. And, like, you've taken my money. So, like, there's kind of a legally binding contract there. They've offered. I've accepted. There was an intention, there was consideration, which was me paying the money, and then there was intention to create legal relations then. So they tried to say, no, we didn't offer you a place. I said, you did. Then they tried to say, look, you didn't pay your money and you didn't register until June or July, which was completely untrue, because I was one of the first down. And I have a friend that did get her daughter a place on the bus, and there's correspondence between the two of us, where I'm telling her, right, I'm done now, I've sent off my submittal, make sure you do yours now. She said, yes, I'll go do mine now. So we have that on paper, like, or on email, to say, like, that I actually applied before her and everything. But yet then, Bus Éireann were trying to say, no, you didn't do it till June or July or whatever. So that's a complete lie.
Now, this was you were supposed to have applied by the end of May. Now, just one thing you mentioned, just for clarity, that you got what appeared to be an offer, and you replied by email accepting that offer.
Yes.
Did that definitely go through, Bus Éireann contesting that? Are you satisfied that someone got that email accepting the offer?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I received correspondence on that. And I actually said, I'm so delighted that she has a place on the bus. I'm so delighted. And at that stage then, they could have said to me, well, don't be jumping the gun, Tressa. She hasn't got a place yet. So then I was thinking about this and thinking about her carpool issues. And I thought, do you know what? What if I contact Bus Éireann again? And I said to Bus Éireann, what about if you come closer than Ahnagaddy? All of us parents, I'm sure, will be willing to pay an extra fiver if you can come a bit closer, an extra fiver every week. So what I hear then is, yeah, Bus Éireann passed this on, Bus Éireann took this on board. They did do what I suggested. I offered them this suggestion. They accepted my suggestion and they used it. But they didn't involve me in it. I had a place off the bus, but yet they used my suggestion. So that was all in one message to them.
No.
I'm delighted I'm on the bus, and how about let's do this? And so it's almost like they ignored the first part of my message, but took the second part, which would be of convenience to them, bringing more money into them.
So let's get down to the nuts and bolts of it then. Is the issue the fact that we don't do this, we can't take your child because this place is closer to her, or is it a case that they're saying that you applied too late and you could have got a place, but you were too late? And is it the case that there are other parents with children in a similar locale to you that are able to get this service? Just a clarification on a few of those things, Tressa.
Well, there's a couple of issues. The first is that they offered me a place and I accepted it,
okay.
And now they've rescinded it. You know, they've gone back on their word. The second is that there are parents, yes, that I know enrolled the child on the bus after me, but got a place. There are 17 children right now that have no place on the bus, and we have no bus at all at the moment, and we're trying desperately to get a bus. But the thing as well is now, when they offered me a place and I accepted it, and as I said, that's a legally binding contract, really, if I wanted to pursue it further. Well, I would be wanting to pursue it further, because if I get a private bus now, I'm going to be paying £30 a week. If I was with Bus Éireann, that's 350 a year. Now, the difference in payment is about 730 that I would be paying more than what I should have been if they had just stuck with the fact that they gave me the offer and I accepted it. Mm.